This is Susan Bernicker, your host of Health Connections on Talk Radio 690 WTIX. And it seems to me that you would feel good after doing the Chi Machine, Joe Freon.
That's right.
If you've just tuned in, we're talking with Joe Freon, which is a real unusual name. I don't know anybody with that name.
I know,
Joe,
I'm the only
Freon.
One. It is a family name. It's
a family name.
It's a surname.
It's
mm-hmm.
French. Okay, Joe Freon Mitz. And we're talking about the Chi Machine with her and how she got involved in it. And she used to be a teacher, no longer, and she's just completely wrapped up in this in this type of thing. The Chi Machine is... Like you said, it's an aerobic exerciser, right?
Right, and a therapeutic massager.
And a therapeutic massager. And that's the interesting thing about it, because it can relax you, but at the same time, it oxygenates you.
Right, and that's the way the oxygen gets flowing is because that oscillation of your ankles causes the body to make a figure eight motion, and then that kicks in your autonomic nervous system, and that opens the bronchioles in your lungs, and that allows more air to get in your lungs. Even those of us that are healthy, we're getting more air into our lungs, because this is actually massaging all the internal organs. And in massaging the lungs, it relaxes the lungs. That allows more air to get in there.
Well, I know something was getting in there, because when I did it for 3 minutes, I was like, "Whoa, what is this?"
Yeah.
And I felt it when I stopped. Then I felt this rush from my feet to my head, like this tingling, just move up, you know,
right.
type of thing.
Yeah, and that
so
rush.
So I was working it, huh?
Yeah, you were doing great.
I was chiing?
You were chiing down, yeah.
Now, listen, during the break, we had a lady call in. Marianne wanted to know what number to call for information or to get this type of machine.
Right. Well, my personal number is 504-897-9670.
Okay, so in New Orleans, 897-9670. And we're talking about the Chi Machine, and we're going to talk about all the other aspects of it. And it's amazing. They've had it in Japan for 40 years, and they use it in the hospitals.
Right, they use it in hospitals. So it's got an industrialized motor in it. So, you know, hundreds of people can use this machine.
Yeah, I was thinking, how long? Well, you plug it in the wall. So
yeah, so it's very durable, though. And it's also portable. It only weighs 17 pounds. So
yeah.
I take it with me on a plane, on a ship, wherever I go, it goes with me.
It's lighter than my briefcase I bring to the studio.
Right, yeah, so it's easy. And it just fits ideally in your bedroom, and that way you'll use it. You know, you just leave it out in your bedroom because it doesn't take up a lot of space.
Now, explain to me what happened when you introduced it to members of your family.
Right, well, actually, after my initial ride on the machine, which was just 3 minutes, I got up immediately and called my mother, and my mother had some chronic health problems.
That's what I
do. Yeah, I called mom right away.
You called mom. You must be from New Orleans.
I'm from Mississippi originally, I've been here for 30 years, yeah, so I'm from New Orleans. But anyway, my mother had, this is extraordinary, but it's all true. My mother had a brain tumor removed 6 years ago, and when they were prepping her for surgery, they found out that she had congestive heart failure because she had been misdiagnosed and over-medicated. Because they didn't know it was a brain tumor. They thought she had Alzheimer's. They thought she had Parkinson's. They thought she had this
and
that.
So they found this out going into surgery.
Well, actually, they did discover it, you know, right before surgery. But the doctor said if they hadn't found it, is when they did, she probably would have been dead in 3 weeks. So her whole body was just breaking down because of the tumor. She couldn't even sit up.
The tumor was doing a number on her.
Yeah, and it had just, the brain is... You know, got lots of room in there, but when the room is gone, the room is gone. And so our whole body just broke down. And anyway, after the surgery, she survived the surgery, so that was great. But 2 weeks after the surgery, blood clots blew out a whole lung and half of her other lung. She was just left with half a lung, and the doctor said it was a miracle she even lived. They didn't even know what to do.
She probably wasn't moving around enough. They say you need to move around after certain surgeries, you know.
Well, and that's hard after you've had brain surgery.
Yeah,
I mean, because you really are moving really slowly.
Yeah.
But anyway, she just had half a lung, so it was impossible for her to exercise. She didn't have the lung capacity to exercise. So really, health-wise, she was just going down. And this went on for 4 years. And when she was diagnosed with diabetes, it was no surprise because basically she had a sedentary lifestyle and was not exercising. Mm-hmm. So very poor quality of life. She couldn't drive anymore because the brain tumor, removing the brain tumor, they'd removed part of her brain, and so it was impossible to drive. And the doctors had told us initially 6 years ago that what you see is what you get. These brain cells are not coming back, or heart cells are not coming back, or lung cells are not coming back. But we didn't accept that. But I think Mama did, but we didn't. My two sisters and I didn't allow Mama to. We said, you're going to get better, you're going to get better, you're going to get better. So when I got the Qi machine, I called her immediately. Luckily, we were headed over to Gulf Shores for our family vacation the following week. So I took my Qi machine over there, and we helped Mama get down on the floor, because ideally you want to use it on the floor. But if a person is not able to get on the floor, then they can use it.
Because you want to lay flat.
Yeah, you want to be on a flat surface. But you can use it in the bed if you're not able to get on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mama was able to get on the floor with help. And when she just used it for 1 minute the first time, because she had a major heart problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then a minute and a half the second day, and that created the oxygen flow through her body and into her lungs for the first time in 4 years, and created the energy for her to be able to take a walk.
She wasn't moving at all,
so it
had to be a big plus.
Yeah, so she was able to take a walk down to the beach, so it was like a miracle. We couldn't believe it. I mean, but she did, and then she started using it.
Is your mom listening right now? Is
no.
your mom listening?
No, she's in Mississippi, so I'm not sure we can pick
it
up there for a while.
They pick us up in Mississippi.
On the Gulf Coast.
The whole Gulf Coast.
She's a little further north.
They pick us
of that.
Up all the way to Florida.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
Well, I'll keep that in mind, yeah. Anyway, so Mama used it, and I called her every day and said, Mama, did you get on it? Did you get on it? Because I believed in it. I was having such improvement in my
results.
Own personal health. And so Mama did, and we went back to the doctor after about a year when the neurosurgeon did a brain, an MRI on her brain, and he couldn't believe it. He just went, wow. He'd had to leave a little bit on an artery that he couldn't remove because it was on an artery, a little bit of the brain tumor.
And it gets back to oxygen.
Oxygen, yeah.
Oxygenating the body is really a healer.
And that's it. And the body is capable of healing itself. It just needs some help, and that's what
it
this Qi machine
some
does.
Tools.
It just it's a tool to
tools
help you
and
heal
weapons.
Yourself. So the Qi machine is not doing the healing. You're doing the healing yourself. You're just getting a little help from the Qi machine to get that
help.
Oxygen flowing.
Yeah.
But what happened was, and it was incredible to the neurosurgeon, but her brain cells had rejuvenated.
So when this
That's
happened
it.
To your mother, you were sold on your Qi machine. You said, boy, this is it.
Yeah, so I couldn't keep my mouth shut because Mama's brain cells rejuvenated to the point where her personality came back. So it was extraordinary. And then when after the MRI, the neurosurgeon dismissed her and said, well, you're fine and you can drive again. So it was like, we never dreamed she'd be able to drive again.
Yeah,
and,
so now she can drive.
Yeah, now she can drive. And then we went to the cardiologist, had all those tests run. Today, she does not have congestive heart failure anymore, and her lungs are back to normal.
That's fantastic. How old is she?
My mother is 78 now. And she had the surgery when she was, 72, 73.
Uh-huh.
And it's totally incredible, but it just shows what the body can do if it just has some help.
It gets a little help along the way.
My mother totally has her life back now. She does water aerobics for exercise, and she drives, so she has.
Well, if she's listening, I hope she can hear us.
Yeah,
I wanted
great.
To call in and talk to us, Joe Freon, if she can get us.
Well,
okay, would you like to take a couple of calls?
Sure.
Let's go to Stanley. Hi, Stanley.
Good morning, Ms. Freon. How you doing?
All right.
You answered one of my questions about the congestive heart failure. I was going to ask, is that device suitable for a person with such a condition? Also, a person who may have artificial joints in their legs and knees and hips, does that prevent?
Like a knee replacement?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, no problem. If there is any kind of weakness in the knee, you just put pillows under your knee or under your hip if you feel any kind of discomfort.
I see.
Because this is about feeling very relaxed and very comfortable.
And that brings up a good question about who can't use it. And I would say you wouldn't use it during pregnancy.
Right.
And you wouldn't use it,
Actually, that's the only time. And actually, if your OBGYN said it was okay, then it's okay because this is just exercise. This is just moving your legs. It's all that's happening here.
And maybe epilepsy, someone who suffers from severe epilepsy.
Yeah, so I think probably epilepsy is really the only thing that, because it might trigger
and
a seizure.
And pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but heart conditions, that's why heart conditions, if the doctor says go ahead with an exercise routine, then you can go ahead with this.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, so, but you want to start out slow. If somebody has a major heart problem or any kind of major chronic condition, they just start with 1 minute, like my mother did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today, my mother's had the machine for over 2 years, and she uses it 12 minutes a time. And ideally, you want to use this machine twice a day. You can use it as often as you want to, but at least twice a day is what's recommended. Just keep the oxygen.
Well, I did it for 3 minutes, and I was like, something's happening here.
Yeah. So you start out with three, and then you work up four or five, whatever's comfortable for you. You don't want. It's not about no pain, no gain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. So.
Is this a therapy that could replace intravenous chelation or to be used in adjunct?
Adjunct. Yeah, you don't want to replace anything.
I wouldn't replace chelation with this.
Yeah, right. This is just something, because, you know, like when it's raining, like yesterday it rained. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're a walker and you didn't go outside because it was lightning, you know?
Yeah, really.
So this gives you an opportunity to exercise, or those people who cannot exercise. And actually, this is tremendous help for athletes, because if you use this before physical workout, then you're oxygenating your body to create the energy for you to have the workout.
I was glad to have it this week because, you know, I had hurt my shoulder. So I haven't been doing my workouts. But I could do this Qi machine thing, you know?
Yeah, that's what's great. Yeah, you can use it anytime. Mm-hmm. And it's for all ages, too, all ages. Babies all the way up. And a baby can just get on the mother's chest and ride it with the mom, or when the child's old enough, it can put its legs on it.
It's kind of a wiggling.
So it feels good. You really are moving like a goldfish. That's exactly
what's
happening.
Yeah, you do. You're making that motion of a fish, and you're just laying on the floor with your feet on it, and it takes you.
Right, and it's a patented process. This has been going on for 40 years. It's got 40 years of research behind it, so it's patented, and this particular machine cannot be duplicated.
Do you have any more questions, Stanley?
That's it.
Okay, thanks for calling. There's also been some clinical trials done on it, and we'll talk about those in a minute. But let's take our next caller, and let's go to Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi. I'm Linda from Chauvin.
Yeah.
And Joe Frion introduced me to the Qi machine in April of 2001.
Someone you know, Joe Frion.
Yeah, Linda's a nurse, too.
I'm a nurse. So I just wanted to share the experiences that I had had and that my mother had had with it.
Okay.
Joe Frion's a friend, and I was so impressed by the story of her mom that I immediately thought about my own mother.
Yeah, Linda.
Mom is 85 years old, and she has severe emphysema, which is a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, had been having it for over 5 years, and her activity was extremely limited because of her decreased oxygen supply to the lungs. So at the time of Joe Frion's visit, her mobility was so decreased that she had to go from room to room in a wheelchair. There's nothing wrong with her legs, it's just she didn't have the lung capacity to support that kind of activity. So she was using her oxygen almost continuously, and her breathing was characteristic of an emphysema patient. You know, they have problems exhaling, so she was exhaling very forcefully and with her lips drawn together like in a purse string. You've seen these people forcefully exhaling. And, of course, she had violent coughing spells to deal with the tenacious mucus that she would have. So, however, being the nurse that I am, I'm remembering my very first lesson I learned in nursing school is do the patient no harm. So I put Joffrey on through all kind of interrogation, asking her all kinds of questions.
You gave her all the questions, huh?
Right. And so when she satisfied all of my concerns, I said, okay. I said, let's go ahead with it. So we went next door. Mama lives next to me. And so we said, okay, we're just going to put her on for 1 minute. And we had to take her oxygen off, help her to the floor. And, of course, I was somewhat anxious because, you know, I didn't know what this was going to do. So we put her on for 1 minute, and then when the machine cut off, I was waiting for a response from Mama to, you know, to see what happened. And it was like there was absolutely nothing. She was motionless. She was not moving. I kept staring at her chest to see if she was breathing. And her color looked good, but she appeared so peaceful. And so I waited, and then we waited, and then I waited, and then finally I couldn't take it anymore. I said, Mama, I said, are you okay? And only then did she respond. Her eyes were still closed, and she said, I can't remember when was the last time I could breathe so easily. She said, and I'm just enjoying it so much. And I just couldn't believe it. I was in tears, you know. And then a week later, after Mama had been using the machine twice a day for about a week and gradually increasing the time setting, I was looking out of my window one day, and I saw someone cleaning the carport with a hose pipe. And I said, oh, gee, Mama must have hired someone to come over. And then I looked again, and I said, my God, I said, that's Mama. And I said, she was like a kid outside playing with the hose pipe. You know,
this is funny because Joe Frion gave it to her mother. You gave it. We're all getting our mothers on this stuff. Huh?
Well, right. And then right after that, when I saw what happened with Mama, I decided to have a little tea party at my house. and invited some friends over, and a friend came who had a condition similar to Mama's, which was probably emphysema also. I hadn't seen her in years. I didn't realize how much her condition had deteriorated. And if I had, I would have gone to her house. I would never have let her, you know, come here, because my friend was almost pulling her up the stairs, and she was dragging an oxygen tank behind her. And I said, oh, my goodness, you know. So anyhow, we did get her on the machine. We had to help her down on the floor, and we put her on it for only a minute also, because her condition was very fragile. And she had the kind of the sensation that you did when you tried it, and she immediately grabbed her head when the machine, you know, went off.
Yeah.
And she wasn't really prepared for it, and when we told her what it was, that it was the oxygen going to her brain that hadn't been there in so long, and that was the energy going through her, she immediately relaxed and smiled. And after we helped her to her feet, she says, it was just so wonderful, she says, I want two of them. And prior to coming, when she was coming up to the stairs and I've been trying to talk
really
to her, she
to.
Would just answer in just one little short phrases, and after this, we couldn't stop her from talking. She was like the life of the party. She never put her oxygen back on the whole time she was at my house.
Interesting.
And
very
I said, this is just truly miraculous. So people.
So
who,
what it's doing is it's oxygenating you.
Right.
And so, it's oxygenating people who are not getting oxygen.
Right. And so I've put hundreds of people on the machine because I've done shows with it also. But it's truly dramatic in patients that have that they're respiratory compromised.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really dramatic because it's stimulating their autonomic nervous system, mm-hmm. as Joe Freon said.
Yeah, well, I knew something was going on when I did it the first time.
Right. And
for 3 minutes, and then I had this sensation just go up my whole body.
Right. It's a wonderful feeling, but
it
if
is,
you're not ready
neat.
For it, it's like, oh, God, what's happening?
Yeah, I know. The first time I did it, I went, whoa.
Right.
What are we doing here? Okay.
And then I just wanted to share a little bit personally my own experience with it. I've had some trauma, past trauma in my neck, and some deterioration of my cervical spine. So it's been really helpful with me, you know, with relieving the mm-hmm. the pain in my neck and in my shoulders. And then also...
Joe Freon, I think I have to take that thing back home for another week.
it clears up my sinuses. Again, I guess it's the autonomic nervous system.
Uh-huh.
It causes my sinuses to drain, and it really opens up my head. I've had a lot of people tell me that it's relieved their headaches. And also, especially when I was working and I've been off of caffeine for years, it was just very energizing for me to get on it first thing in the morning, and it was like I was ready to go.
Yeah.
And then really de-stressing me coming home in the evening. And I remember one particular night, I guess I got on it around 10 o'clock, and, you know, I set the timer, and I do it for 20 minutes, and I'll tell you a little bit later why I do it 20. And when I woke up, I wasn't quite as, you know, relaxed as I usually am. And I said, gee, I feel a little stiff. You know, I wonder what happened. And it wasn't until I got up I realized I had fallen asleep and had been there for 4 hours. I had gone into a deep sleep.
Oh, boy.
And but it was just, it really does help you to sleep at night, go into a really,
mm-hmm.
really deep
well,
sleep.
Well, I did it last night before I went to bed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what you want to do.
I didn't wake up.
At least twice a day, yeah.
And then just one other thing I wanted to share. Joe Freon had shared with me the Curlian photography that Dr. Morris had done when he was on the Qi machine, and I was completely dumbfounded when I saw the actual photographic evidence of how 20 minutes on the Qi machine completely